I'm Craig Adams.
Thank you very much, Craig. Let's just make it work. I'm going to go right to the phones now, so I don't know who I'm
going
to talk with.
They're going to him right now.
Hello, gentlemen. Can we have you on the line this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you. We've got with us Dr. Douglas Dietrich and also former Hep C patient Bob Rice. It's Hepatitis Awareness Month, and we're here to talk to people about that. Doctor, I've seen a lot of advertisements recently related to, it's kind of a mysterious commercial, or people walking through the woods and wanting to know if people born between a certain age might be infected with Hep C that they don't even know about. Why don't people know about it? I mean, this was common. People thought about these things, or is it something that's hidden in people's bodies over some time through their youth?
Well, it's very common. Somewhere between 3.5 and maybe 8 or 9 million people in the U.S. have it. And the most common symptom, Bruce, is no symptoms. So there really are no symptoms. So most people who have it would never know they have it unless they actually go to their doctor, ask for a test for hepatitis C.
How does one get it?
It's usually bloodborne. So anybody who's had blood or blood products before 1992has a risk for it and should be tested. Actually, all baby boomers now should be tested, born between 1945 and 1965. Anyone who's ever used a recreational drug with a needle or even a straw is at risk. Tattoos, body piercing, or being born in a country where there's a high endemic rate of hepatitis C, because you can get it from unsterilized surgical medical equipment.
We also have with us someone who's had hepatitis C, Bob Rice. If you could share a little bit of your story, as much as you want to disclose to us today, when did you get diagnosed, and what were the symptoms or anything like that?
Well, I got diagnosed in 1992 when testing became available. I believe I contacted hepatitis C back in the late 70s. And then when I was tested in 92, I went on treatment in 93, which no success at that time. And then I was sick quite frequently. And the reason I got tested is I felt really tired all the time. I was young and I felt tired, and my liver enzymes were high, so my doctor decided to test me. In 2010, I ended up with cirrhosis of the liver and had a liver transplant. And then I was, after a five-year period, they put me back on treatment again, and I got cured in 2014 of the hepatitis C virus.
So, doctor, there is a cure for this, or a treatment? How would I describe
it? It's a cure.
Okay.
It's a cure. This is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
People really must understand this, that this disease is eminently curable now. All those terrible side effects that Bob went through with the old medicines are gone. No injections now. It's a very short time period, all pills, and our success rate is close to 99%. It's really astounding. Just in the last 4 years, it's estimated we've cured over 500,000 people in the U.S. and over 1 million worldwide.
How often should one be tested for this?
Well, I think one test is recommended for every baby boomer born between 1945 and 1965. Although, actually, there's another epidemic amongst young people now, under 30. So I think we're probably recommending, I personally feel we should be recommending testing for virtually everybody if they've ever actually touched the needle.
How does this hepatitis differ from other ones with different letters or different forms, doctor?
Well, this one is eminently curable. Hepatitis B is very common, but it's not curable. It integrates into the genome, so it's very difficult to cure. Actually, impossible to cure so far, although we're working on that one. Hepatitis A is a foodborne, waterborne virus, which never becomes chronic. So it goes away by itself. And the good news is you can get vaccinated for hepatitis A and B. There's no vaccine for hepatitis C. There's only a treatment that can cure you.
Okay, I'm following that. So two of them, you get a vaccine, so you won't contracted. The other one, if you do get it, there's something to cure it. So we're fighting it from all fronts, it seems, here in the medical world. Doctor, where can people get more information about this? And is this a common test for the doctor you need to ask for? What's the procedure in that regard, too?
Yeah, you have to ask for the doctor. You have to ask the doctor for the test. Most people think they're getting a test, but they're not. We're here with Gilead today to help raise awareness that May is National Hepatitis Month. And for more information, you can go to hepchope.com. at the website, hepchope.com, and then there's plenty of information there that can explain all those questions to you.
Absolutely. And the part at the start where you said there really was no symptoms, other than when we heard from Bob, he says he kind of felt tired or something like that. So maybe if you just don't feel yourself, but that's why you're just saying that blanket statement. If you're born between, 1945, 1965, they encourage you to get tested. As you said, there's the cure for that. So we appreciate getting the awareness. And, Bob, we thank you for sharing your story with us this morning. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Bruce.